AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Twilio's 107% fair value premium meets a low volume pause after a 44% quarter. TWLO slipped 3.6% in the latest week, but the setback came on 0.8 times volume, while the 20-week trend signal and strong quarterly momentum remained intact. Research brief. Twilio closed at $206.8 on 17th July, down 3.6% for the week, but still up 11.1% over 4 weeks and 43.8% over 12 weeks. The stock remains 32.8% above its weekly trend line and 107.6% above ShareMaestro fair value, creating a constructive but valuation-sensitive setup. Volume did not confirm urgency in the latest move, with 9.5 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 12.6 million. Key points. 1. Latest close was $206.8, placing TWLO at 78.4% of its 52-week range and 13.3% below the 238.5 high. 2. The trend backdrop is active, with a 20-week streak and 36 active weeks across the past 52, equal to 69.2% breadth. 3. Momentum remains strong over 4, 12, 26, and 52 weeks, though the latest week cooled by 3.6%. 4. Volume was restrained at 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average, leaving participation below confirmation level. 5. Sector context is supportive but mixed. U.S. technology fell 6.1% for the week, while software infrastructure fell 1.9% and has only 46% trend breadth. Weekly price action cools, but the regime remains constructive. Twilio's latest weekly close of $206.8 marked a 3.6% decline, interrupting a sharp advance that has left the cloud communication software stock up 11.1% over 4 weeks and 43.8% over 12 weeks. The shares remain comfortably above the $155.7 weekly trend line, a 32.8% premium that keeps the trend backdrop active despite the latest pullback. The distance from ShareMaestro fair value is the more demanding part of the setup. At $206.8, TWLO trades 107.6% above the $99.63 fair value read, which points to substantial premium demand already embedded in the stock.
The close sits at 78.4% of the 52-week range and 13.3% below the 238.5 high, so the chart is still elevated, but no longer pressing the top of its yearly band.
Software infrastructure context is split between activity and relative strength. Twilio's sector comparison is stronger than the one-week print suggests. U.S. technology stocks in the group sample fell 6.1% on average for the week, with 63% trend breadth, while software infrastructure fell 1.9% and has only 46% trend breadth. Weekly price action cools, but the regime remains constructive. 59% positive market dynamics breadth and 53% positive relative strength breadth. TWLO's 3.6% decline was milder than the sector average, and its 12-week gain of 43.8% is well ahead of the sector's 9.1% average. The industry read is more mixed. U.S. software infrastructure fell 1.9% for the week. So Twilio lagged the industry on the latest bar, but it still outpaced the group's 6.7% 4-week and 21.4% 12-week averages. Industry trend breadth is only 46%, while market dynamics breadth is high at 74% and relative strength breadth is soft at 38%, suggesting broad activity but selective relative performance.
Volume gives the pause less force, not full confirmation. The latest week traded 9.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 12.6 million and the 52-week average of 13.1 million. That leaves the volume ratio at 0.8 times against the short baseline and 0.7 times against the one-year base. So the weekly pullback does not carry strong participation evidence. The better confirmation arrived earlier in the advance.
TWLO rose 27.5% in the week of 1 May on 18.9 million shares and added 18.5% in the week of 5 June on 20.8 million shares. By contrast, the latest cooling occurred on lighter turnover, which keeps the pullback from looking decisive, but also means the next directional move needs stronger volume to improve conviction. ShareMaestro's setup signature is balanced, with a composite score of 64. The trend backdrop is active. Activity pressure remains positive,
at 0.44, and relative strength reads 37.90. But activity pressure has cooled materially over 4 weeks, while the expectancy state is undecided at 50.14%. That combination supports the existing trend, but argues against treating the latest pause as resolved. Risk is not negligible. Recent 13-week weekly return volatility is 10.2%, above the 52-week base of 8.2%. And the past year has split evenly between 26 positive and 26 negative weeks. Average up weeks have been larger at 7.2% versus average down weeks of 4.8%. But 6 sharp loss weeks in the recent distribution and 2 reversal markers in the smart money tape keep drawdown risk in view. What to watch next? The first level of evidence is whether TWLO can hold its weekly regime above the 155.7 trend line, while narrowing the 13.3% gap to the 52-week high. A close that remains high in the range while activity pressure stabilizes would keep the constructive case intact. The second test is participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would show much stronger sponsorship behind the next move, whether that is a renewed advance or a deeper retracement. Without that, the stock remains in a strong but stretched trend, with momentum still favorable and valuation risk increasingly visible. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.